Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He did a really good job today mixing. He has a bunch of different pitches. He threw a lot of different pitches today. He pitched a good game today.
His challenge is just he's got a very expansive pitch mix, and you never really feel like you can sit on anything. And he pitched well. Did a nice job.
That was Matt Shaw and Craig Counsell talking about yesterday's Royals starter, Seth Lugo. He has been a target of ours in our stalking segment here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And if that was an audition for Seth Lugo, he showed out. 6 innings, 4 hits, just 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And they're right. I felt like he was throwing a complement of pitches, different things than he threw in his first and second times through the order. You saw him get guys out with a curveball. That curveball was tight as well. You saw a slider really be effective for him. Of course, his fastball. And he retired 9 straight Cubs batters, 5 of them with strikeouts. Just an impressive performance. Unfortunately, it was for the opposing team.
Well, here's the thing about Seth Lugo. We know he's the AL Cy Young runner-up last year, right?
And pitched like it yesterday.
16-9 last year with a 3 ERA. He had a whip of 1.09. This year, 2.95 ERA, a whip of 1.09.
Huh.
He seems like he's very much on course to do what he did last year again. And I think that is something that any playoff team could use as far as their starters, except for maybe, I don't know, the Phillies or someone who's got, they already have like 4 guys that can do stuff.
Yeah, the Phillies are a rare team who doesn't need starting pitching. Russ and I talked about it on Monday when we did the Around the Major League Baseball segment. When I consider the complement of what he brings, and I'm still trying to figure out whether or not the Royals, who after that series have every reason to believe that they can still contend for a wild card, would they want to trade him, number one? And number two, with starts like that, the price is going up, especially when you see what he does to your team. I know you know that the Cubs, for you, you want the Cubs to get Seth Lugo. And I feel like if we saw that last night or yesterday afternoon, if we saw the Cubs see the way he performed, you're only asking for more and more based on what you're seeing throughout as he goes throughout this season.
I think one of the biggest things with Lugo specifically is yesterday at Wrigley Field was hitter condition plus.
Yes.
It was made for hitting. And he was like, all right, well, y'all aren't going to hit the ball in the air, so I'm not really worried about that. I think that's a real thing when you're talking about Wrigley Field and a lot of other ballparks as well. And if you throw ground balls and you have a great defense behind you, that makes sense. Now, I say that as other pitchers have kind of entered the fray in the idea that they could be sold. Mainly a guy that used to call Chicago home in Dylan Cease. And him entering the fray kind of changes the calculus about what you have at the top of your list, perhaps. Although he hasn't had the greatest year.
So Buster only yesterday said that Dylan Cease was possibly up for being traded. And the Cubs were connected in that post that Buster Olney had. Well, earlier today on MLB Network, John Morosi talked about how AJ Preller, and the quote is talking to everyone. The Padres are open-minded to buy and sell. I don't know how that doesn't mean Dylan Cease here.
Talking about pitching targets for the Cubs here on Raheem and Harris. And yeah, Dylan Cease is that guy because he will be a free agent at the end of the season. He's had a great career so far. We, of course, know that he finished fourth and second in Cy Young Award voting in a couple different seasons with the White Sox. One season with the White Sox, he finished second. Last season with the Padres, he finished fourth in Cy Young voting. He's a guy who has swing and miss stuff. His strikeouts per nine, 11.4 this season.
The slider slides, as he likes to say.
And it's a situation where he's giving up way more home runs as far as per inning than he has in previous seasons. He's already given up 16 after giving up only 18, 19, and 16 in the 3 years prior. And we're just, what, two-thirds of the way through the season? So it's interesting because he hasn't had the best year, 3-10. His FIP, his fielding independent pitching, is 3.58, which isn't that out of tune with some of his previous seasons. And you would think on a team like the Cubs who have the offense ready to go, he could really.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thrive.
Well, and he's a former Cubs farmhand. Like, he came up through the Cubs system. So the question is, of course, famously dealt in the Jose Quintana trade, is that somebody you want to try to get back? Do you still have the same faith in him? Do you think that your pitch lab for one of your own guys, even though the players involved in who got him are slightly different now in the front office, Jed Hoyer, of course, still the main character there, but how much do you want your former guy back? You know, is there any desire there, and does that change the price? John Heyman also said the Padres are listening on Dylan Cease, with the Yankees, Mets, Cubs, and Red Sox among teams believed to have checked in. You know the Yankees are willing to do deals to try to ensure their success, especially when they were scuffling the past month. The Mets, same thing. Red Sox, motivated to be buyers after that 10-game win streak we saw. Is that the case? So all of that said, like we've said with Seth Lugo, like we said with Sandy Alcantara, the price is going to be high, especially on teams where, like the Padres, they either still know they're contending for a wild card, or like the Royals, even though they're a little bit out of it, they have reason to believe that they can get in.
Yeah, it's interesting because I didn't think this late in the season, being below 500, you'd still be in the mix, but there are several teams who are literally right there as far as under five games away from a wild card spot. And let's be honest, anybody can get hot. We just saw it with the Blue Jays, right? Right before the break. Anyone can get hot and take off and you're good in this. But it's just a matter of how many teams do you have to leap over.
As the White Sox have taught me after their 6-game road trip, hitting is contagious and hitting is fun. And usually that's how you can get there. It's when your starting pitching is rocking and your hitting is in a good place.
I'm just wondering if the Cubs are going to be the first team to strike or if we're going to see other. I mean, it's a week away.
Nobody wants to set the market, I don't think, when this is so much in the favor of the seller. Like, I don't blame any single team for wanting to wait. And Jed Hoyer has said many times so far leading up to this point that he is willing to wait. We want to take this time to remind you that the Score is once again teaming up with the Cubs and Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. It all starts at 10 a.m. next Thursday, July 31st, right here on 670 The Score with our friend Danny Parkins. He is hosting the Radiothon, which will feature inspiring stories and many donation incentives. Score listeners showed up in such a wonderful way last year. I can't wait to see what happens this year. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for cancer research. And yes, Danny is coming in. So if you have questions for Danny, and I'm sure you do, you can at least text him about them. And we saw what happened last week on Spiegel and Holmes. I'm just saying. So there's that too. Questions have been asked of Danny Parkins.
We're going to have answers. Well, not us, but Danny will have answers.
And we get to talk to him about the Bears.
He's going to have some meatball takes. He's going to have a meatball. And yeah, it's trade deadline day too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, but we know where Danny's heart is. It is with Bear. Is it not?
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Classes medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.